Good morning. Welcome to our service of Celtic morning prayer on this Thursday, May 28th, 2020. My name is Pastor Kit, and I'm the incumbent of Christ Church Anglican in Oshawa, Ontario, and with me is my son, Justin Greaves.
Good morning.
We're in day 8 of the Thy Kingdom Come, Archbishop of Canterbury's initiative to encourage people to pray, especially pray for 5 people, people who haven't met Jesus yet, and what God's love in their life would what difference he would make, and all the joy that would overflow. So in our reflection today, we'll reflect that. It's an interview, very short one, between the Archbishop of Canterbury and Nikki Gumbel, who is the leader of the Alpha Course in England and spread around to 169 countries around the world. So let's take a deep breath and enjoy our time of prayer together. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth, God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ, crucified, risen and ascended,
O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible.
Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you.
A reading from Zechariah chapter 4, verses 1 to 14. The angel who talked with me came again and wakened me, as one is wakened from sleep. He said to me, "What do you see?" And I said, "I see a lampstand all of gold with a bowl on the top of it. There are 7 lamps on it with 7 lips on each of the lamps that are on top of it. And by it there are 2 olive trees, one on the right of the bowl and the others on the left." I said to the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my lord?" Then the angel who talked with me answered me, "Do you not know what these are?" I said, "No, my lord." He said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Rezubabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. What are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring out the top stone amid shouts of grace, grace to it." Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For whoever has despised the day of small things shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. These 7 are the eyes of the Lord, which range through the whole earth." Then I said to him, "What are these 2 olive trees on the right and the left of the lampstand?" And a second time I said to him, "What are these 2 branches of the olive trees, which pour out the oil through the 2 golden pipes?" He said to me, "Do you not know what these are?" I said, "No, my lord." Then he said, "These are the 2 anointed ones who stand by the Lord of the whole earth." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 105 from the Message, verses 1 to 22. Hallelujah! Thank God. Pray to him by name. Tell everyone you meet what he has done. sing him songs, belt out hymns, translate his wonders into music, honor his holy name with hallelujahs. You who seek God, live a happy life. Keep your eyes open for God, watch for his works, be alert for signs of God's presence. Remember the world of wonders he has made, his miracles and the verdicts he's rendered. O seed of Abraham, his servant, O child of Jacob, his chosen, he's God, our God, in charge of the whole earth. And he remembers his covenant. For 1,000 generations, he's been as good as his word. It's the covenant he made with Abraham, the same oath he swore to Isaac, the very statute he established with Jacob, the eternal covenant with Israel, namely, I give you the land, Canaan is your hill country inheritance. When they didn't count for much, a mere handful, and strangers at that, wandering from country to country, drifting from pillar to post, he permitted no one to abuse them. He told kings to keep their hands off. Don't you dare lay a hand on my anointed. Don't hurt a hair on the heads of my prophets. Then he called down a famine on the country. He broke every last blade of wheat. But he sent a man on ahead, Joseph, sold as a slave. They put cruel chains on his ankles, an iron collar around his neck, until God's word came to the Pharaoh, and God confirmed his promise. God sent the king to release him. The Pharaoh set Joseph free. He appointed him master of his palace, put him in charge of all his business, to personally instruct his princes and train his advisors in wisdom.
A reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 37 to 39. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Short chat between the Archbishop of Canterbury and Nicky Gumbel. What do we mean when we say thy kingdom come, which is this initiative between Ascension and Pentecost coming up this Sunday? What do we mean when we say thy kingdom come?
Nicky, thank you for coming in this morning. You have been at HDB, at Holy Trinity Brompton, forever, as far as I can remember. 30 years.
At least that.
More. And through Alpha, I think something like 25 million people around the world have done Alpha, something around that number.
Lots of people.
And millions have come to know Jesus. And that sprang out of the ministry at HDB. It's an extraordinary gift to the global church. My question is a very simple one. When we pray, thy kingdom come, what do you think's happening? What's going to happen? What's in your heart?
Well, first, prayer works, so it's good to pray.
Yeah.
The second thing is that the kingdom of God is God's rule and reign in people's lives, as you know. And that's what we're praying. So, for me, I wasn't a Christian. I encountered Jesus. That brought God's rule and kingdom into my life. And so what we're praying is that more people will encounter Jesus. Like mine, their lives will be changed. That churches will be revitalized. And that society will be transformed. Because those together, the evangelization of a country, a nation, or the nations, the revitalization of the church and the transformation of society, is all about God's kingdom coming.
So when you're visiting a church, which you do a huge amount, I think you've been visiting a number of churches where you've done church plants. When you do that, what do you look for as signs of the presence of the kingdom?
I think last weekend we were at one of our church plants. We walked in the amazing atmosphere of worship, people worshiping Jesus. You see the church packed with young people who've recently encountered Jesus. Then people stand up and tell their story, how 6 months ago they weren't followers of Jesus. In this particular church, they'd done an Alpha course, they'd encountered Jesus, their life was changed, it was having an effect on their job, they were working in a school, it was having an effect on the community. It changes people's hearts. People then become to care about the poor, they care about issues of justice, and a community is transformed.
I mean, last week, I was meeting some folk the other side of the world, and they were talking about the fact that in their area, two-thirds of women have suffered physical or sexual violence.
Yeah.
Of all women. It's not a conflict zone either.
Yeah.
Now, if we're praying thy kingdom come there, if a woman there in that area is praying thy kingdom come, what should she be expecting? How does this bring hope to people in that kind of place?
I think when the king comes, when Jesus the king comes into a person's life, it should transform their attitude towards other people. And it should, the Holy Spirit softens our hearts, changes us, and makes us more like Jesus. And of course that would mean respect for people. And the abuse of women and children, these are abhorrent to God and to the kingdom of God. And so where that's how society has changed, where people experience the love of God being poured into their hearts by the Holy Spirit, and a desire to love people. These kinds of abuses are the opposite of love. And when Jesus comes, he brings God's love into our hearts. He brings a love for people and a desire to see justice done.
I mean, this is so exciting, because what that is saying to me is, in praying thy kingdom come, it's about people meeting Jesus, about them being filled with the Holy Spirit of God. But as you've been saying, it's something that then spreads out into the whole way in which people relate to each other, the way society relates to the poor, to those in need, in which rulers relate to corruption and to other things. It's the most dramatically transformative prayer.
It's about the transformation of society, not just the transformation of individual lives, important though that is, but the transformation of society.
Nicky, thank you very much.
We'll have a link on there regarding this interview if you'd like to see it. It's also on YouTube. We expect that there must be something that can separate us from the love of God, but God is saying, I don't care where you are, what you're doing, how far away you are. My love for you will not change. Sometimes we think that God's love is dependent on the way we act. But God is saying, listen, not even the heights of this earth could separate me or stop me from loving you. Christianity is first a relationship with God through Jesus, not first a series of activities. The love of God is ultimately expressed in the cross of Christ, which stands for all time as a sign and assurance of God's unchanging love. So as we pray for five during these 10 days of the Ascension until Pentecost this coming Sunday, May 31st, we think of the five people on our hearts, and I'm personally remembering Eddie, Hugh, Steve, and Kathy, and also for Mark. Fran Meyer. So I invite you to think about some people who just need to know they're loved, whether younger or older person, and we'll take this time to pray for them. We'll take a moment of quiet, and then we'll pray. Now that Buddy's finished eating breakfast. Loving God, thank you. Thank you for your love from which nothing can separate us and which does not depend on our efforts. Please reveal this love and the peace it brings in the lives of the five people I'm praying for. We also remember loved ones in need. We know that God loves all of us, even whatever our health or mental state or financial wherewithal or not. We pray for everyone and all those in leadership, especially those seeking to correct the wrongs in long-term care homes, our policies and priorities and finances and supervision and accountability for those who run for profit or not for profit long-term care homes where so much of the COVID-19 has caused such devastation in people's lives and in their families. I pray for researchers who are trying to find a cure or vaccine. And we also pray for the not only for our government and researchers, but people in the church, that we would remain faithful and know that our faith is based on God and God's promises and his presence and power working in us. So we ask you as well to pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit to bring renewal in individual Christian lives, in our churches, and transformation in society that will reflect God's priorities of love and care for all people. Eternal God, you create us by your power and redeem us by your love. Guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves this day in love and service to you and to one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God and everlasting Father, you have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin or be overcome by adversity, that in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, thy kingdom come. And finally, anything else on your mind that you'd like to pray for? I do believe in God speaking in the silence through his word, through his Spirit, as well as through these more formal liturgies of morning prayer or Celtic morning prayer throughout the day. So we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. Expression of faith. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you've always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you've always lighted the darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you've always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Look forward to having you with us again tomorrow on Friday. Preparations are in place for Pentecost celebrations this Sunday. We hope you can join us. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.